Back at Texan Stadium, we're going to throw it down to the field now for our national anthem. Rock and roll, we're ready to go. Navarro on the far side here at Wimberley. They certainly brought a big contingent coming over here, hopefully to see their Panthers try and win tonight and get in that driver's seat in the district race in Wimberley on senior night. The house is packed, to say the very least, at Texan Stadium. Looking at the wind to our left, kind of hard to see through that reflection. It looks like the wind will be blowing from our left to our right. It's definitely a factor wind, Jared. I mean, it's pretty gusty here tonight.
Yeah, I was watching before the game, and Nick Coles, the kicker, was kicking field goals here, exactly what you're talking about, headed to the left side of our of the field here, the north side, and it was obviously a cool front blows in, north wind comes, and Nick Coles was struggling a little bit to get it in, even from about 30, 35 yards, which we've seen him quite a few times, especially in warm-ups, be hitting those. So wind could definitely become a factor, and Navarro obviously not really caring in that sense because they're not going to throw the ball in the air, so Wimberley's going to get – JoJo's going to have the opportunity to have the wind in the first quarter and obviously turn around in the third quarter as well. So we'll see how that kind of plays. Wimberley, we see a lot of times in that third quarter kind of come out in a little bit of a lull and then fourth quarter pick it up. So we'll see how that changes with the win tonight, see if they may take a couple deep shots here early.
Johnny Allegria back deep to receive along with Mason McCallop. Nick Coles now approaches, and we are underway from Wimberley. He's going to be taking a yard deep in the end zone. That's McCallop. Straight up the field, he's got the 15, 20. He's got a hole. 25, 30, far sideline, 35, and run out of bounds. Way out near the 40-yard line is McCallop, and we'll get our first look now at this pretty intricate split-tee offense that Will Eveld, their quarterback, has run for several years now. He really can run it. He can handle the ball really well, and a lot of times you don't even know who has the ball. So we'll see if the Texans can hold up here right out of the chute.
And the kickoff specialist, the one I was telling you about a minute ago, was actually the kicker. I actually didn't even notice. Brian Ramos.
Oh, it was Ramos.
I didn't even notice until he got over here off to the side.
Well, he did a good
job. He booted it, didn't he?
Evel now under center. Two tight ends. No receivers. Wing back. He will turn and give it to Gomez right up the middle, and he gets 3 yards. That's Chris Gomez. Gomez and Will Reyna, the running backs, get the bulk of the carries, and that time they have a couple of wing backs, they have a couple of tight ends, and a solitary back behind Evel, and they will run it. Pretty content to get 3.5-4 yards a carry, that's for sure. They're on the 44-yard line.
Yeah, they like to put that kind of wing back in motion and bring him on fakes, but three running backs in the backfield.
Second down and 6 now. And the turn and the give to the other running back. He's got the first down. He's got the 50 inside Wimberley territory and down to the 43-yard line. That was Will Reyna. And so the Panthers move the sticks right out of the chute here. Spotted at the Wimberley 44-yard line. Just underway from Wimberley, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson. Great having you along.
A lot of misdirection run by Navarro, and we talked about it with after the Canyon Lake game that we've kind of seen this before because Canyon Lake runs almost the exact same offense. So real tight, kind of magician-style stuff. Who's got the ball?
Evel now will turn, and he will give it to his running back left side. He's going to be stopped right at the line of scrimmage, though. That was Reyna again. They're going to give him a yard, so it'll be second down and 9. Obviously a lot of pressure on the Wimberley defensive line here tonight to see if they can establish themselves at the line of scrimmage. I guess it's true every week, but particularly this week, line of scrimmage is going to be so important.
Yeah, no doubt. Moss Carruthers, Brady Corbett, those guys up there in the front line that are leading in tackles, they're going to be huge.
Evil will turn, and he will give it again to Reyna. And again, Reyna's only able to eke out a yard, so it'll be third down and eight now. So third and long for Navarro.
And the key to also stopping people like this is to really never give up as a defensive lineman. Linebackers, get into that hole and don't give up, because a lot of times the guy you think has the ball may not have the ball. So pursuit. We saw it right there from 44, Moss Carruthers coming from the bottom side all the way up on the gang tackle to the top for the one-yard gain. So just stick your nose down and go after them, because they're coming at you.
They got a big offensive line, too. Third down and eight. Evel now back to throw for the first time. Going to tuck it under and run. He got back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. And it's going to be fourth down and eight now for Navarro at the Wimberley 42-yard line. Well, they're going to give him the 41, so it'll be about 7 yards. They're kind of in that no-man's land. They may go ahead and go for it, although they could also play field position here and try to pooch it out of bounds.
I was going to say that may be what it is, kind of a quick kick, we'll call it a little bit. But we'll see. I mean, that's fourth and seven early in the game. Obviously, you don't want to give Wimberley the momentum, but at the same time, really depends on Coach Good's kind of confidence, what he's got in that offensive line right
now. Looks like they're going to go for it. Fourth down and seven. Evel takes the snap, pitches right side, and they're going to try to get outside a far sideline. He's got the first down. That's Reyna on the pitch. Nice job for Navarro. They run a running play on fourth and seven, and they pick up the first down.
Yeah, that's a deep option play right there to Reyna on the outside, coming all the way from the bottom in motion. And a really just kind of a speed run. See if you can't get anybody out there. No receivers on the top side, so no defenders. Hunter Benoli goes over and blows up the lead blocker, but by that time the play had already produced a first down. So
I guess you kind of seal that end. Is that what you do? Is that the goal if you're on offense, I guess? Here's the turn and the give up the middle. No, Evel kept him himself. He faked a handoff, and he's able to step off about 4 yards. It'll be second down and six.
I think what the Texans are doing right here, too, a lot of changing in and out, a lot of substitutions right now, trying to keep fresh legs in there. And far as that big running game, what have we seen? One attempt of a pass so far, which actually pulled down by Evel for a run. So just trying to keep those defensive line fresh, trying to get your best opportunity to get these guys down.
And that's what they love to do, Jared. As you know, they love those 12 to 15 play drives. Second down and six. Turn to give it.
Got him.
Up the middle. Yep. That was Gomez, who stopped right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, so it'll be third down and six. I was talking about size. Notice this while doing some prep work. Their left tackle, the young man named Wyatt Tate, is a junior. 6'6 and 300.
Holy moly.
That's a pretty good size left tackle, number 76 out there. And he plays right next to the left guard, Colton Barnett, who's 5'11 and 195. So he outweighs his guard mate by 105 pounds. How about that?
Yeah, there it is. And that's a quite a bit of difference right there. That's a big boy.
Big play here now. Evel will turn. He'll give it to Reyna. Right tackle's got the 20. He's got the first down and is able to power his way down to the 17-yard line. Panthers in the red zone with 7:10 left to play in the first quarter. No score.
And Reyna's he's kind of that slippery back that we talk about sometimes. He kind of gets in that back and almost, obviously, nothing like Le'Veon Bell, but in the sense that he just kind of sits there, waits for the hole to open. As soon as he does, he puts a foot in and goes. So
he's not big either. He's 5'9", 173. He's your size, Jerry.
Yeah, half of me.
First down and 10 now for the Panthers. See if the Wimberley Texans can bow up here in their own red zone. Reyna right up the middle, powers his way forward down to the 10-yard line. They're going to give him to the 9, so that's a pickup of 8, and it'll be second down and 2.
And just a good job. You talked about it a minute ago. A team like Navarro loves two things. One, the clock ticking, and two, long drives. 12, 15 play drives is really what they're going for and what they're trying to do to try to keep the ball out of the explosive offense of Wimberley. And in this drive right now, really, for Coach Goode, just a perfect picture of what he wanted to come in and do this. Get the ball and hopefully put the ball in. Wimberley Texans defense got to step up big right here.
Yeah, second down and two. You're right. They have checked the boxes so far. Here's the turn. No, he gave it up the middle, and he's going to be stuffed. I think he got enough for the first down. I believe that was Gomez, and that was one of those plays where I have to admit, full disclosure, I had absolutely no idea who had the football. He's got the first down, though. It was Gomez, so it's going to be first and goal from the six.
That's where you announce it. You say the running back's got the ball, and he's tackled by the Texans.
That's right.
Because you really got no idea who's it, no idea who's on the tackle.
I guess I shouldn't admit that.
Nah, I got my glasses on. I still can't see.
First down and goal now for Navarro. The turn and the give. It's Reyna. Left side. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. It's not Reyna. That's actually Ty Law, who scores the touchdown from 6 yards out. Navarro leads it, pending the extra point.
Just good. I mean, that's exactly what Navarro's plan was to come in and do. We knew that coming into it was just going to be pound the ball on the ground as many times as you can. Again, if they throw 5 to 6 passes in this game, it will be a surprise to me.
Yeah. Here's the extra point try now. And the kick is up. And it is good. 5:33 left to play in the first quarter. Our score, Navarro 7, Wimberley nothing. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. 4 locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Ball Brothers Painting, providing professional drywall and painting services for commercial and residential homes, as well as remodels. Information online at ballbrotherspainting.com or at 1-800-PAINTING.
Efren Alfaro, by the way, with the extra point. Look, I'm bleeding. A staple poked me in the finger. I may not be able to go the rest of the
Where's Johnny? Where's Johnny Gonzalez? Get him up here.
Trainer. Doc, come on up here.
Come on, Doc.
Now Navarro's going to kick off. Alfaro, the kickoff man, 7-0. Navarro has taken the opening kickoff and drove it down for a touchdown. Drove it 61 yards. They kind of just lull you to sleep. Jared Robinson and I were talking in the break, and they don't have explosive players, but they just kind of grind away. Here's a very short kickoff, taken at the 28, and the return is out and near the 40. So make note of that. That was Hunter Benoli on the return. And if they're going to kick it off to the 28 all night long, that's good news for the Texans.
Yeah, Hunter really only has to take about 5 steps to get out past the 35-yard line. Texans' good field position going to start off at the 37 right here.
Yeah, first down and 10. Sure would be nice if the Texans can answer that opening drive of Navarro's with a drive of their own.
I'm interested to see if Coach Warren comes out and kind of tries to play the same game a little bit, pounding Moss Carruthers, obviously the big running back that we've got, or if he decides the quick throws early for JoJo.
Weeks back to throw. There's your answer. Looking over the middle, flicks it over the middle, caught. Oh, and dropped by Martinez. He had him. JoJo threw a strike, and Gavin just dropped it point blank. Second down and 10.
That's a play that it's the same play. How many times have we seen him score on that one? Wyatt and Gavin both. I mean, just a simple 10, 12-step slant right across the middle, stay under the top of the free safety, and just dropped.
Gavin may have felt some footsteps on that one too, Jared. There was a guy getting ready to pop him, and he may have taken his eyes off the ball. And whatever the case, it's second down and 10 now. Empty backfield for Weeks, so they're going to put it in the air. He's going to throw it right side, caught near the 40. Looking for running room. I think that's Mann. Not sure if that's Mann or...
Is it Krebs?
Yeah, I think it's Krebs,
that
actually.
Makes it right, yeah.
Gain of 3, so it'll be third down and 7. Zach Peterson kind of wanted him to go north and south on that.
He did.
Zach?
He's giving me the spin move over here.
And
we've talked about it with Hayden before, that he tries to sometimes make a little bit too much instead of just ducking his head down and getting the 3 or 4 extra yards out of the curl pattern right there. But just
right.
It's tough. I mean, it's not on the field, so it's brings up a third and long for the Texans.
Third and 7 from their own 40-yard line. Weeks now will roll left. looking deep. He's going to throw it right side. Caught by Gavin Martinez on the far sideline down to the Navarro 34-yard line. First down, Texans.
And that's the big strike that you want to see right there, opening up the really third half of that defense right there, getting underneath the safeties. Backside of the cornerback on the top side coming across, and a good job of Gavin coming all the way from the bottom side all the way across the top. JoJo with a ton of time rolling out to the left, finds Gavin, and a good catch a big play.
Good looking throw too with that wind behind him. So first down and 10 for the Texans at the 39-yard line of Navarro, trailing 7-0. Here's Carruthers. He's going to be swarmed under in the backfield. Navarro really snuffed that out. And Navarro's got a good defense, to say the very least. Three games this year that they've won, they've held the opponent to 10 points or less. So they play good defense. I guess you don't get to be 7-0 without playing good defense. Loss of three, by the way. Second down and 13.
Yeah, the defensive line, as I stand here and look at it, obviously two defensive tackles right on the middle, got some size to them as well. Maybe playing both ways for that matter. So a big presence on the defensive line.
Weeks now, spread formation. He will turn, fake the handoff, flips it over the middle. It's caught by Kowalski right over the middle. He's going to have the first down. That's a nice little pickup of about 14 yards down to the Navarro 22-yard line. Nice.
Yeah, nice route right there by Kowalski. Comes across in motion, shuffles across to the bottom side, and runs a seam route, the old Jason Witten route, we'll call it.
Yeah.
Literally right up the middle, 7 yards, turns his head, and the ball's there. JoJo, perfect strike for a first down.
Well, you know these two teams know each other so well, Jared. I mean, Goad and Doug Warren have coached against each other for years and years. So,
look at this line. We hadn't seen this. This is power. 6-6 up straight up front.
How about that? Weeks will roll left. Looking. Throwing down inside the 10. It's caught by Gavin Martinez, who spins away from the tackler and scores a touchdown for Wimberley.
That's the same exact route that we ran a minute ago for Gavin Martinez on the top side. Wyatt Mann, and that's, I was trying to figure out earlier how the wide receivers were in on the route that Gavin caught. I only saw two wide receivers splitting one out each way, but Wyatt Mann actually comes in and is at a tight end. Caden Kowalski on the other side, but Gavin sweeps across, great catch, spins out of it, touchdown.
Here's Nick Coles now, and the kick is up, and it is no good. He kind of hooked it left. And it looked like, I was watching it in the air, it looked like the wind might have carried that a little bit, but no excuses. 3:10 left to play in the first quarter, our score. Navarro 7, Wimberley 6. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from State Farm agent Byron Eccles, providing insurance and financial services for the Wimberley Valley and surrounding Hill Country. Located on FM 3237 near the intersection of Ranch Road 12 and Wimberley. Available by phone at 512-847-9400 and online at ByronEccles.com. Byron and the entire office staff wish the Texans a great 2017 season. Go Texans! Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, Branch Leader Financial Consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson. Texans a good job with a touchdown drive of their own, but fail the extra point. So they still trail Navarro 7-6 as Brian Ramos now will kick off for the Texans. He had a good one the first time, and he gets a good deep one this time as well. Taken at the 3-yard line to the 10, 15, and out to the 20. Just past the 20 is the return man, Mason McAuliffe, and that's where Navarro will take over.
Yeah, Texan defense got to nose it up right here. They got to figure it and go and really just get down into the dirty game of what Navarro's running game is and really just work harder than them at this point. Obviously, Navarro, again, looking for the exact same drive they had on the first. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. And two games here in Wimberley, we've seen, 35 and 28 in the first quarter put up by
That's
Wimberley.
Right.
So keeping the ball out of Wimberley's hands is Navarro's best defense at this point. And that's exactly what this offense is designed to do. You talked about it, only giving up 7-10 points. A lot of that is time of possession that Navarro keeps the ball in their hands.
Both teams with a single possession so far tonight. Both teams score a touchdown on those possessions. Here's Evel now. The ball is at the 22-yard line, their own 22, first down and 10. Evel will carry it himself. He tries to jump over a tackler. That was a bad idea, and he lost a couple of yards back to the 20. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, they always say it's hard to cut while your feet aren't on the ground.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
That young man just figured out a little bit that, yes, that's true. Ezekiel Elliott can only do it because he can fly, actually.
That's right. And plus, he knows the people below him are not going to want him to land on them.
That's true.
Oh, by the way, Eveld was last year's most valuable player in the district. So this Navarro quarterback, he's a good one, to say the least. Second down and 12. Again, power formation per usual. They'll turn and give that one up the middle to Gomez. Not much running room, though. In fact, I'm not sure he got any yards at all.
If he did, he only got one.
Maybe one.
Yeah, they're going to give him a single yard right there. Huge third down right here for the Texans. There's almost a 0% chance that if you give up a couple yards that Navarro can actually go for this deep in their territory.
Right.
So a big opportunity for a three and out for the Texans to get the ball back right here.
Third down and 11 from Navarro's own 22-yard line. 1:48 left to play in the first quarter. I like these quick ball games.
Well, the other thing to think about is the punt into the wind that Navarro's going to have to do
now, too. Yeah, Texans need to stop here in a big way. Evel looking left, and now he's going to tuck it under and run. He's in trouble, though, and he's tackled at the 28-yard line. Far short of the first down. He's going to be a full 4 yards short of the first down. I'll be shocked if they go for it here. Was kind of wondering if the official was going to throw a flag on a block there by Navarro, but I guess he got him in the side rather than the back, so I won't start whining about the officials quite yet.
Yeah, no, it looks like they're going to punt the ball here, I would imagine.
Eveld is their punter.
Oh, he is. I was going to say,
he is.
There we go.
Now
okay.
He's going to back up in punt formation. And the Texans are very shallow with this wind. Here is the punt. And that wind just kind of knocks it down. It does take a Navarro bounce, though, before it's picked up by Manoli at the 35-yard line. Actually, that is not that's not Manoli. That's Kate Stover. And he got it to the Wimberley 45-yard line. Boy, you could see the role that wind played on that punt, Jared.
Yeah, he actually got it and cut it into the wind a little bit, which was a surprise to me. But Cade picks it up off of the three-hop and ends up actually getting a pretty good return. And at the end of that return, you can kind of see – really in detail as right here in front of us at about the 40, 45-yard line right here, you can see what this game's going to be about as Cade Stover, all of the bench right here pumped up, a little bit of trash talking going on, a little bit, hey, we're only 60 miles, 40 miles away from each other, and this rivalry is going to heat up a little bit as we continue to go into this night.
Yeah, there's no question. It'll probably get a little chippy before the game's over. Texans again trailing it 7-6. First quarter. Back to throw is Weeks. Going long. He's got a man, and man did not come up with a catch, however. Knocked away in that secondary. That's a nice play by Keith Swardsluis in the secondary. I heard one of the fans say, where's the flag? At any rate, incomplete. Second down and 10.
I'm going to tell you, within the next 10 plays, they're going to come back to that. Wyatt Mann runs out, runs a curl pattern. Immediately out of the curl, puts his foot in the ground and runs a go pattern, and he's got him by 4 or 5 steps. JoJo throws it when he breaks. That's going to be a play they come back to because he had to end up coming back for the ball. If that's a well-thrown ball by JoJo, that's a touchdown.
Yeah, he underthrew him, and we don't see that out of JoJo much. Now he's going to go over the middle. Deep down the middle, he's got Mann, and Mann is going to take it to the house. No flags. Touchdown, 55 yards. That was a strike, Jared.
That was a money ball right there. We saw instead of Wyatt Mann going on the outside for the fade, he pumps one out, goes back up straight up the middle on the exact same slant that we talked about earlier. That I don't know how many touchdowns they scored off that play all year long, but Wyatt Mann is, I'm going to tell you right now, he has become a touchdown machine all of a sudden this year. He's got 19 receptions and nine touchdowns.
That's a pretty good percentage, and now Wimberley is going to take a timeout. You know what? They wanted to take a timeout. I guess they want to make sure they've got the win for this extra point. But there's 27 seconds left.
Well, the clock stops, too. But if you're Doug Warren at this point, do you decide, okay, you know what?
He wants to kick off, too.
And do you want to go for two at this point? So
well, he wasn't going for two right there. Maybe he's thinking about it. Maybe you're right.
But I agree with you. The kickoff in this is a huge deal because
yeah, I think that was it.
You're turning. I mean, I agree with you. We saw the kickoff from Navarro at that point. Land at the 28-yard line.
Yeah.
We get possession at 35, 37-yard line.
Yeah. That's a good timeout by Doug Warren. That's good coaching right there.
Ramos kicks it into the end zone twice in the first quarter here. So keep the wind with you and think about it.
And I don't know how you feel about it, but this is just a personal thing. When you miss an extra point, I hate trying to chase that extra point for the rest of the game. So
they're going to go for two.
I like the idea of kicking the extra point, but now they're going to come out and
go for two. I figured he would. I figured he'd come out with this with the Navarro offense. I figured he'd come out, go for two, and like you said, keep that win and get the kickoff, really run out the first quarter.
JoJo Weeks will have it. Spread formation from the 3-yard line, going for two. Texans leading it 12-7.
This is Matt Mitchell's zone sweeping out on the left-hand side right here.
Mitchell in the backfield to the right of Weeks. Weeks is going to roll right. Looking, throwing in the end zone. Caught for the two-point conversion.
Mr. Matt Mitchell.
Matt Mitchell with the catch, and with 27 seconds remaining in the first quarter, our score, Wimberley 14, Navarro 7. You're listening to Texan Football on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support comes from CommuniCare Health Centers, offering an array of services including pediatric and family medicine, senior care, dental procedures, behavioral health, minor surgery, and WIC services. Locations in Wimberley and Kyle. More information at CommuniCareSA.org.
And by Onion Creek Volkswagen, featuring the new 2018 SUV for high school sport families on the go, the all-new Tiguan. And the classic Volkswagen Beetle for the 2018 graduate. Information on the Onion Creek Volkswagen inventory online at onioncreekvw.com.
Texans over the Navarro Panthers. Mike Blackwell along with Jared Robinson and Zach Peterson from Texan Stadium in Wimberley. Texans give up an opening touchdown drive to Navarro, and then they answer with a couple of touchdowns of their own. And it's 14-7 Texans here with 27 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Good game. Every possession has equaled a touchdown here tonight so far. No, I take that back. Navarro had one possession. They did not get the touchdown, but exciting game to say the least. Here's Ramos now with the kickoff. It's another good one all the way down to the 5-yard line. It's going to be taken by McCallum, and he gets it in McCallum, I should say. He takes it out to the 26-yard line, and that's where Navarro will take over.
And that's a huge one. I mean, I told you in the break, I really didn't think about the fact of the kickoff itself, obviously, really netting you about an additional 20 yards out of it. And that's a big difference when you're talking about field position.
That wind is still really whipping around, and Texans will get the ball first in the second half. It's a little early to be talking about that, I suppose, but it's going to be a big deal when the wind's blowing like this. Here's Evel now. He will flip it left side to his running back to the 30 and out to the 31-yard line, a gain of 5. That is the back, Ty Law.
Good pursuit right there on the backside by 34, Matt Mitchell. And I don't know how many times we're going to talk about this young man. He was kind of the Ben Garza of last year and the years before. Seemed like we always said Ben Garza. But Matt Mitchell, pursuit on the backside, even off of a block. And that's going to be the end of the first quarter.
End of the first quarter, Wimberley 14, Navarro 7. Stay with us, everybody. You are listening to the Wimberley Texans on the Sun Radio Sports Network.
Support for this broadcast of Wimberley Texan Football provided by Chang's Hapkido Academy in Wimberley, providing instruction in the defensive martial art of Hapkido and physical fitness obstacle course training for students of all ages. Class schedules, pricing, and directions to 10330 Ranch Road 12 in Wimberley at hillcountryhapkido.com. And by Stevens and Malone LLP, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and surrounding communities by providing legal representation in the areas of real estate business, estate planning, and probate law. More information at StevensMaloneLaw.com.